Hello, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I'm your host, Ida May, and today, hunty, it is Tarot Tuesday. So our readings are going to be good for the 14th to the 21st. These readings, are going to be collective, so all signs are welcome. Only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to rearrange the roles as you see fit to your energetic storyline. Now, today's readings, we're going to do a weekly energetic pool, see what some of the themes are coming up this week for the collective. Then we'll get some messages from the spirit realm, and at the end, you will find love messages from whoever is currently on your mind. So, we're going to jump into a brief, quick music transition tune, and I'll see you very shortly. Well, hello, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. Sending you all lots of love, light, blessings of blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons, because it is truly a part of our ascension. Now, today we are going to be doing some readings that are going to be good for the 14th to the 21st of May. Only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. And if I'm not picking up on your energy this week, feel free to check back with me next Tuesday. So, today is May 14th, and we do have the moon in Leo square Venus in Taurus. So this is all about, giving yourself some time to relax, regroup, do a little indulging, if you will, on things that bring you peace, okay? And this is really that time. It's like you want to practice that. Now, tomorrow on the 15th of May, we do have Mercury entering Taurus. So this is going to be like one of those theming energies. It's all around mental energy and looking for different plans and decisions to be made for what kind of choices you want to progress with on your journey. Now, we also will be experiencing that first quarter moon in Leo tomorrow as well. So you can spend the next upcoming week or so making different changes, rearranging, adjusting, revising, whether, that's connected to something that you're working on, making a hobby, a project, a business venture, whatever the case may be, make sure you're enjoying those things and the changes in the journey that come along with it. All right, so let's get into today's readings. All right, so we're going to be starting off with the Tarot Fairy Deck. So, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear, direct, precise messages to the collective, what they need to know, hear, or be aware of for this week. Okay, let me set this up here. All right, that's better. All right. What do we have coming in this week for the collective spirit? Alright, first card out is Unity. So there could be a lot of different things, that you could be doing for the right reasons at this moment. And this is compared to like traditional versus new approaches to see what may be, more workable for you on your journey. Okay, and we also have the Seven of Spring. So there's this energy that's also coming in with like being assertive and not be backing down from what you believe in. Can't speak. And really doing what's best for you instead of what's best for the crowd. All right, what else do we have coming in? Oh, so number five with the Unity could be a message. So look up that number five. We also have the number 21 coming in with the World. So there is this energy regarding brilliant success in regards of like a freedom type of energy with moving in any direction that you feel that's going to really help you embark on the journey. Okay, what else do we have, Spirit? All right, last card out for this deck is the Five of Autumn. So you could be also looking, you know, reaching out to others during this time for different changes that are going to be taking place, and could be feeling a little bit challenged by this journey. So you could be seeking guidance from, you know, maybe family, friends, what have you. Now let's get some messages from the Classic Tarot. All right, what else do we have coming in this week, Spirit, for the collective? All right, we have the Six of Wands upright. So this could be like an indication of putting the past troubles behind you and really embarking on a new beginning and a new phase, feeling refreshed, renewed, rebalanced, and really enjoying like the calming and the peace energy, right? But this could also like feel like that feeling like the calm after the storm. It's like a feeling of, you know, forward movement, right? We'll get two more cards. Okay, and then we have the Six of Cups upright. So this is, you know, also feeling like nostalgic this week and remembering happy, pleasant memories and, you know, using them to help build a future where you're going with this energy. And the Six of Cups is saying like, it's almost like leaving the past in the past again. Or there could be this energy of an apology or returning to the past to kind of unlock some skeletons to bring in some type of initial healing. Okay. One more card. Okay. We have the Seven of Pentacles outright. So again, a lot of association with embarking on new ventures. And with the Seven of Pentacles, this is like success. I mean, it could be a slow success, but steady is like great. There's a lot of different growth going on during this time. And it's like you're gaining a lot of different perspective and feeling great within that moment. Yeah, it's like, but there's also this energy that's coming in that, you know, don't stop putting in the energy, even though this energy seems slow. Steady goes and gets you there. There's no like time market here to like hurry up and get something done. Steady is going to win the prize. So that's what I have for you regarding your collective energy for this week. All right, collective, welcome to your second segment where we're going to get some messages from the spiritual realm, from the ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High. So we're going to see what we need to know here, be aware of, or maybe get clarification on. All depending what the spiritual realm would like to come through and convey. So we're going to be using four different decks to get messages today. We're going to start off with Cupid's Arrow, get main theming energy for this message. So ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear messages to the collective what they need to know, hear, or be aware of. Please and thank you. All right, Spirit, what is the energies coming in this week for the collective? What do they need to clear mind of energetic-wise? Themes for the energy. All right, we have rest. So, yeah, Spirit's coming in, like, listen to your body. If you need to sit down, have a seat. If you need to take a little nap, have a little recharging nap. If you need some water, get some hydration. All right, it's all about taking rest, listening to what your body needs. Spirit is like, look, you need to mentally and physically unwind this week. All right, what else, Spirit? All right, we also have declutter. So yeah, letting go of the old, letting the new in, creating that space for that energy to flow, especially when it comes to even creating a new sacred space for self. So it's all about letting go of old things, old connections, patterns, cycles, and letting the new come in. Okay, what else, Spirit? We'll get one more card. Okay, and we have Astro Angels. So you could be seeking some type of divine knowledge, or you might need some divine assistance. And they want you to know that they are here to support you. I'm feeling like I should get one more card. Okay. They said just call and we'll be there. Okay, so we have a past life connection. So somebody from your past could heavily influence your current way of life. Okay. That's what Spirit is saying. So we have rest, declutter, astral angels, and past life connection. Alright. Okay. So let's see what's going on here. So the spirit realm wants you to definitely pay mind to what your body is needing in this week's energy, and getting rid of old things that maybe are no longer, you know, fitting for this journey. Whether, again, that be items, attachments, connections, whatever the case may be. And during this process, if you feel like, you know, you need some assistance, your angels are saying, hey, call upon us. We're here. We're ready to help. You just have to ask, you know, because you do have free will as a human being, and they can only come in and assist if it's acid. Now, whatever this energy is, there's something regarding past life connection and someone having a heavy influence from the past on your current state of being. So let's get some messages from the Spirit Tarot. See what messages Spirit would like to convey. All right. Ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, what conversation would you like to have with the collective about this energy? Whoa. We have gratitude. So it's like, there's this energy from spirit, the spirit realm coming in, like life is one big continuous circle of giving and receiving and being thankful for moments and times you shared or had in life. But there is this energy of like focusing on gratitude. Focusing more on gratitude, because there's something here that you may be trying to manifest, but spirit's coming in like, hey, we gave you, you know, these couple little things to work with. You know, make sure you're showing gratitude for having those, because I feel like I got this in the last spread that we did, huh? But gratitude, being very appreciative, showing gratitude for, you know, the current state. And, you know, taking that time to rest and listen to your body. What do we have else here, Spirit? There could be something here that you might not have. But Spirit's like, look, Spirit's like coming in saying, there's something here that you're trying to manifest that you don't have. And this could be like agitating in a way, but Spirit's like, hey, be thankful for what you currently have, because when doing so naturally, you naturally will start to attract this abundance or something regarding prosperity. That's not for all of you, that's for some of you. Again, okay, we have just asked. So there are many spirits here in connection to you. And again, they're coming in ready to assist with this card. And it's like, we are made up of all these divine sources, your loved ones, your family, your friends, your guides, your angels, spiritual helpers, and they are waiting here to assist you. They are your spirit team, and all, again, you have to do is ask for their help and guidance. There are two different decks here, mind you. We have Ask Your Angels and Just Ask. So two different decks here, same message coming out. They're like, if you feel like you need some assistance, we are all here ready to come on in. Just say the word, okay? Spirit said, look, we are here to assist. Don't be shy to reach out now. So all you have to do, they have hands ready. You could even be receiving some type of spiritual messages here. You could be finding feathers on the ground. Okay. And we have let go. So it says, once you let go of the outcome, you'll be able to release all the emotional restraints that you've had to hold on to that's held you back in the past. So trusting in the higher good and the guidance from spirits will put you on your best intentions at heart, and everything in its power will protect you. So there could be, again, this could be relating to this past life connection with these restraints that could have been holding you back. But you know, spirit realm is here letting you know, like, hey, once you like trust in the higher good of, you know, what's to come and let go of these, you know, restraints that could be holding you back from past ties, attachments, all these good things are going to come in, and spirit is bringing tons of guidance here. It's like letting go so you can, it's like, look at it like, turning the season. So like fall, the leaves fall, the trees are letting go of the past leaves from the prior season. So, you know, in the new season, it grows more stronger, more vibrant green leaves. Okay. It's all a part of the growth process. So spirit's like, let go and you shall receive. But whatever this is that you're holding on to is kind of restraining you from the past, and spirit wants you, if you need some assistance, ask, and they're all here to jump on in and to guide and assist and protect. What else do we have, spirit? We have support. So people come into your life for, you know, many different reasons. Spirit is coming in saying, and some of them are to, you know, some are here to learn from, and some are here to help move on from. But, you know, it's often that, you know, they return because there's something more that's to be learned from these individuals. So it's almost like there's some type of energy coming in. It's like spirit was saying that you were in connections with people prior to unlock certain parts of you that without these connections, you know, whether it's not, you know, quite the best, different parts of you spiritually are unlocked during these interactions, and you open up to different perspectives. But it's looking like you know, you could have some guidance here coming. It's all a bit, listen to, it's almost like there's some type of inner knowing here. But it's almost like spirit wants you to know, like, everybody that comes into your life is not meant to stay. All right, let's get one more card. Okay, we have dream talk. So there could be a lot of things going on within the subconscious, and the subconscious coming through with messages through your dream state. So this is also your soul coming in here and traveling through the spirit realm with these communications. And this could be, you know, happening in your dream where you're picking up different signs, synchronicities, symbols, and, you know, more. So make sure when you're having these dreams, anything that significantly stands out within that dream that you remember the most, write down find the dream meaning, and you will discover the message behind the subconscious, Spirit is saying. All right, now let's get some messages from the Spirit Deck Oracle. See what messages Spirit, Ancestors, Guardians, and Guides, Spirit Team of the Most High would like to convey to you. All right, what do we have, Spirit? What would you like to convey to the collective? Okay. We have, when there are questions you need assisting with, go inward. Sit with yourself. Meditate on the question. Ask for our help also. Again, ask for our help. So, like, again, they are really coming in for you, trying to assist you, and they want you to know this option is open. So, it says, then you trust your intuition, as most often, and the answer will be there to guide you, and it will be delivered intuitively. We are always with you. All right, so they're like, look, if you got a question that you're seeking, we're sending the answers intuitively. You're going to have a knowing. And if you need help, again, they're saying reach out. Look, reach out. What are you waiting? What are you waiting for? You know? All right. What else, Spirit? All right. We have more faith in yourself. Be proud of how you are navigating this curveball that life is throwing at you, and how you deal with these times. Show your true inner resilience. Nothing can break you. It says, just show yourself the inspiration. Keep shining your light. So again, like, you know, you may, Spirit's coming in like, look, there's a lot of detours. There's a lot of different routes we're taking here. But, you know, stay cool under the pressure, because Spirit's like, look, you have this inner resilience about you that is just something they haven't really seen in a long, good while, and they're amazed by it. But sometimes they say that you might forget this about yourself, but they're like, look, you pushed through a lot of different things within life, and they were there cheering you on as you progressed through these challenges and detours. So they knew that you can do anything. They're just sometimes here to remind you about it if you forget. Okay, what else, Spirit? All right, we also have, when a door doesn't open, don't waste your energy trying to open it. It's closed for a reason. You are being redirected to something bigger and better. Endings are a part of a cycle in our life, and a wonderful way to bring new beginnings of opportunity. Like with this past life connection, like, Spirit wants you not to waste time trying to open a locked door that you don't have the key to. It's like you're going to really hurt yourself trying to get back into this energy, like, energetic wise. So they want you to, like, release that and, like, this rest and declutter. Past life connection is here again. So just looking like a lot of different new opportunities are coming through. Okay, and then we have, again, your resilience. They're also coming in with this, again, another card with this resilience here. And it says, resilience is one of your strongest qualities. If you have gotten through many, didn't I just say this? You've gotten through many trials and tribulations in the past, and it will continue, and you will continue to do so. Lean on what your inner knowing has to offer. Anytime that you need it, we got you. You've got this. See, again, you can't make this shit up. You really cannot. Didn't I literally just said that out of my mouth? One more card from this deck, and we'll get closing advice from the Starseed. We'll get two cards from the Starseed. Alright, last card out is, no matter how much you are being tested or pushed right now, stand your ground, push back, believe in yourself, your integrity, and self-worth so much that no one else can get in your way. Have confidence to move forward. You can do this, and you will do this. Again, like, what is going on, you know? They're coming through with this again, being tested type of energy and knowing your worth. Like right here, we have, where's it at? Here we are. We have, again, resilience and like having the confidence to move forward and knowing that, you know, you can do it. Like with this let go card. It's like two cards with the same meaning in a different way. So the let go card is like, we have only your best intentions and release your emotional restraints. So this is like really pushing through anything that is testing your boundaries. It's like, no, you're going to be true to who you are. Follow what you need to be doing. Don't follow the herd. You know, because most of the time the herd does not know where they're going. This is not a field trip, you know. This is a solo spiritual mission to the self-discovery. All right, a mission one, okay? So let's get a closing. We'll get to a closing advice cards. All right, that was fast. So we have all paths lead home. It says, intuition, turn inward. So there's a lot of different things that your intuition is going to be answering for you during this week. And you just need to lean in and listen closely. We also have karmic relationship, conflict, soul's growth. And child of the cosmos, the intellect of the universe lies within you. So again, something to deal with these constraints of an old karmic relationship. These are being pulled up off of you. You're getting information from your intuition that is being delivered from your ancestors, guardians, and guides, and spirit team of the Most High. They are ready to jump into action. They just like, come on, call us into the game. Tap us on in and we're coming. And it's like, you know, they want you to know that they're here. Even though you think you're alone, you're not. All right, that's what I have for you, Collective, for your spiritual realm messages. All right, Collective, welcome to your last segment where we're going to get some love message regarding whoever is currently on your mind for this week. We're going to start off and get three cards from the Cupid's arrow just to get a little bit of energy regarding this love connection. And then we will head over to Miss Stirring Virtue. We'll pull one card from there to get a little bit more, you know, input on the energy. And then the Island Time Wellness to pick up some energy from whom you're connecting with. And the last two decks, the Love Oracle and the Love Tarot, will be used for conversation cards from whoever is currently on your mind and what they would like to convey during this time. So ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear, direct, precise messages to the Collective what they need to know, hear, or be aware of regarding love. All right, Spirit, what is the energy regarding this love connection for this week, for the Collective? What is the energy around this? So, we can get some energy from what we're dealing with. See energy coming in this week's sphere for the Collective. What is the energy around this connection? All right, we have past life connection. So, there's somebody. This came out in the last spread. And I just shuffled these like a whole bunch of times. So there's something regarding a past life connection. Someone heavily influencing you in the current state. Alright. So this is somebody coming in from your past. Okay, we have fear. So there's something regarding a connection from the past and expecting the worst, afraid of failure, wasting time, or negative thoughts. So something regarding some type of funky energy with a past life connection. Okay. One more card. Ooh. Okay. We have realignment. So shifting your perspective and gaining some sense of clarity regarding this connection. Okay, so there could be a lot of things that have happened that maybe shifted the way you've looked at things, perceived things. Let's get a card from Mystereen Virtue. Okay, we have unrequited love. So there's not enough attraction or chemistry to keep something going here regarding a relationship. So if this is a past life connection, yeah, and at the bottom of the deck, mother loving past life connection, you cannot make this shit up, I'm telling you. You cannot make this shit up in arts and crafts, okay? So whoever this is, you've been with this person before. But there has not been no type of connection here. It's looking like because, you know, there's not enough attraction or chemistry to keep something going because there's looking like there's been no type of connection at all to keep something even going. There's some type of fear here regarding, wasting time. So you could even be waiting on this energy, but Spirit wants you to shift your perspective and gain some type of clarity, because it's like kind of bringing in this foggy energy where you may be waiting for something but expecting the worst in regards to a love connection, and it doesn't look like there's enough energy here to there just isn't enough energy here to stay in alignment, whatever this energy is from a past connection. Can we get some energy on the collective's person? Okay, we have clock. So there's some things that are going on with healing cycles that are in progression, and they do take time. So there's some different things that are going on in regards of healing and cleaning and clearing out old cycles and bringing in some type of healing in regards to this connection. So what is the collective's energy? I mean, the collective person's energy spirit. All right, we have Mira. It just popped out. So there's a lot of different things your person is doing, especially in regards to like self-image and kind of something regarding reflecting past wounds. So this person may be, you know, needing to take some time to heal some past energy because they may have shown it to you in a mirroring way. All right, we also have talking. So your person's interesting in conversating or could be waiting for some type of message to arrive from you. But you may be fearing that and expecting the worst case scenario here. Yeah, we have a love call that also popped out. So they are waiting and wanting some type of connection with you. They're thinking about you, but again, there's something regarding mirroring wounds on you from their energy. Okay, yeah, and we have boat. So this is like receiving like the again the clarity that you need, and this is like helping moving on with closure. So this person is wanting to come towards you, but you know there's this energy here that it's like it's a closed door. All right, let's get some love messages from your person from the Love Tarot that they'd like to convey during this time. What would the collective person like to convey regarding love messages, spirit? Okay, we have two cards that popped out. Feeling lost, and I'm sorry. So feeling lost, I'm trying to make this work, but I feel lost. I don't know what to do or say anymore, and it's just easier just to stay in silence. Yeah, so this person wants to say a lot, but it looks like a lot of time has went past to where they don't really know how to connect with you and your energy, and they have a lot of things going on with, you know, healing they need to do, and there's a lot of hurt on their end. And we also have, I'm sorry. So I hate how much I've hurt you. I'm so sorry for all the pain I've caused you. You didn't deserve any of it. So they are, again, like with the clock, it's almost like they're taking the time to look at different cycles and to process some type of healing, especially when it comes into connections, but they don't know how to even align with you anymore since so much time has went past. And we have unclear. I don't know how I feel about this connection anymore. So again, a lot of time has maybe went by. And like I said, we have unrequited love here. So, you know, there just may not be enough chemistry or attraction to even keep this going. But they do stay hopeful that there will be some love call or message or some of the sorts from you. But you know, it's really iffy. And we have the boat here. Like I said, it's like moving on and, you know, having some type of issues regarding closure. One more card, spirit. Oh. And the last card out is, this isn't goodbye. I don't want to walk away, but it's what's best for us and me right now. This isn't goodbye. We will be together again soon. So again, like I said, this person stays hopeful for some type of reconnection, but you know, there just isn't enough energy here, and it seems like you are gaining clarity and momentum from this and moving forward. All right, what messages do we have for the Love Oracle, spirit, to close this out? Okay, we have, maybe I'm wearing a mask and maybe I'm trying to seem perfect. So this person could be even coming off unbothered by the situation, kind of wearing a poker face, not giving off too much of emotion towards you. And we also have, open your heart up a bit. Things are not as bad as you perceive. Okay, so this person wants you to open up your heart, but, you know, from what it's seeing, like, here, it's like you gain clarity about this. And it's like, no, thank you. No, thank you. Whoa. And then we have, your energy heals me. And sorry for breaking your trust. So this person finds you very therapeutic, healing to their soul. You seem like home to them. You're their comfort. But, you know, they're wearing some type of mask here, not really showing no type of emotion. So there could be just silence, you know, in this connection from this past this past energy you have with someone. And it says, I won't let you know that I adore you and I love the smell of your hair and the whole you. So like I said, this person doesn't want you to know or be aware of any of the energy that they do still care. So closing, last message, spirit. Okay, and we have, I've been watching you from every source. So this person is keeping eyes on you and paying deep mind what you're doing. May even be like, you know, checking on every form of social platform that you may be on, seeing who you're talking to, what you got going on, how's life been treating you, all that jazz. All right, so that's what I have for you, collective, regarding your weekly love readings. On that note, I hope you stay kind, rewind, and I'll see your ass next time.